Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case for loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALLY. Well, boy, we got a lot to talk about. I was asked over the weekend if it was a lie that Nazis would turn humans that they had killed during Nazi Germany into soap. And they had read that that was a theory and that was a lie, and no, it wasn't, okay? And I think maybe what I need to do is talk about some of the experiments that were done with Nazi medicine and some of the horrible things they did on Jews, Christians, and anybody that they felt they could do that on. So we're going to kind of discuss that, because I definitely need to set the record straight. They're talking about smoking causing schizophrenia. We'll talk about that. You know, we've heard that many times smoke and nicotine helps curb mental illness. But now there's a study that says it actually could trigger mental illness. So is it just something that people with mental illness like to do? And coincidentally, we see people who were smoking that weren't diagnosed. All of a sudden, after 20 years of smoking, we go, you know what? You have this underlying. Or does smoking actually cause mental illness? So we're going to talk about that. A lot of you guys suffer from arthritis. I do, too. In fact, I got tooth pain today, too. I don't know why my tooth hurts. It's going to be hard to talk with a tooth that hurts. Anyway, I know it was the See's candy I had last week. Anyway, there are certain foods that can help ease the agony of arthritis. So we're going to definitely talk about that. And I'll just give you guys a little teaser. Avocado, I love avocados in their day. HPV vaccine. Still, a lot of boys are not getting their HPV vaccine. Women are starting to, you know, shoo-shoo it and or poo-poo it. And nobody should be poo-pooing on anything, okay? The HPV vaccine, it will save lives. But we are reviewing some of the side effects that the HPV vaccine can do. All right, telemedicine. All right, telemedicine is starting to be on the rise more and more and more. And many of you guys out there are really getting nervous about how we doctors are going to be diagnosing you over Skype or over a telephone or over a computer. And so, again, we'll review that and why many people want to buck this and not let this happen. But I don't think there's any stopping it. You know, I mean, you know, a lot of people out there do not want to go to the doctor. They cannot afford to go to the doctor if this is a cheaper alternative. Supply versus demand. It's going to be more demand. Many of you guys out there do not know what to name your baby. And so you put it off and put it off. And now doctors are saying that could put you at risk for medical mistakes on the baby. So we'll talk about how you need to, like, you know, poop or get off the pot on this one. So as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show. But never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALLY. All right, so I didn't watch the Miss USA pageant. I have not watched the Miss America or Miss USA pageant since I was 8. And one of the reasons why is my big sister would sit there going, you know, you're never going to make it. I'm like, yeah, I want to be Miss America. And she's like, please. And she was right. And since I don't like to prove my other family members right, it concerned me to the point that I was like, well, okay, I'm never going to watch. And I guess Miss Nevada, who represents my state, you know, had a couple little flubs here. I mean, cut her some slack, okay? She had a little baby trip, not even that noticeable on the stage. Cut her some slack. But the one thing that was apparent is some of these very beautiful women were kind of making flubs on the questions they were asked. So, like, for example, Miss Rhode Island was asked, you know, recent comedian Jerry Seinfeld spoke out against political correctness in our culture. Do you think political correctness is hurting or helping our culture, and why? So she starts to talk, and then she goes, she needs the question repeated again. And then she goes, I think it's a balance of both we need. And she, you know, then she goes into saying, we need the people to remind us, especially politicians, to remind us what to do right and what to do wrong. Now, when you see something like that from Miss Rhode Island, I don't know much about Miss Rhode Island, Ania Garcia, very, very beautiful, these women. But when they're asked questions like this, either their nerves are getting to them, or is that really what our beautiful youth thinks? Our politicians need to teach us right from wrong. Are we looking at our politicians as teachers? Because Lord have mercy if Hillary Clinton becomes president. Well, then Miss Nevada. Miss Nevada, Brittany McGowan, beautiful, beautiful, stumbled on her question. I guess they were asking her about what we should do about race relations. And I guess she kind of started to stumble about trying to get everybody together. And then she did seem to correct herself, talking about we need to be more accepting of each other, etc. And you know, you look at this contest and you're like, why are they asking questions? If all they're going to do is, you know, pick a pretty person who can, I don't know, play the flute. I forgot what the winner did because, again, I didn't watch it. You know, what are they looking for? Now, I would think you are looking for somebody who not only is beautiful, but is smart, but not only smart, is also very well spoken. Okay, now, you know, just because you can't speak well doesn't mean you're not smart. And just because you're smart doesn't mean you can't speak well. I mean, look at me. I mean, I speak very well, but I mean, please, I still don't know how a television works. Okay, so, you know, what is the Miss USA or Miss Universe pageant really supposed to be? And does anybody take them seriously? I think, unfortunately, people take a look at that as, well, you know, they're pretty super hot women, and they look pretty, and they're going to answer questions dumb. I mean, that's been the stereotype, right? I am voting for world peace. You know, so everyone's like, yay! But, I mean, wouldn't it be awesome for a Miss USA or Miss Nevada to be really, really adept and in tune and knowing what the hell is going on from a national security perspective, from an economy perspective? Oh, no. We don't want our women to know stuff. Okay, we don't want our women to know that. That they're going to be too intimidated and men won't like it. Men don't watch these beauty pageants, guys. Okay, men watch porn. So what are you guys doing? You're insulting the women and men aren't even looking. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair.
But what can you do?
Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one makes powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to 4 rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HDTV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. And the best part? The pristine digital picture and sound. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV. Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so for years they have been debunking the theory that Nazis used the fat of humans to make soap. Okay? And I get very, very upset when I hear the back and forth and the Holocaust deniers try to use that as an excuse. After World War II ended and we, you know, started to hear of some of the atrocities, even though America knew that a lot was going on, it wasn't made public. It was very different. The media was a lot different, you know, back then. So once things started to be revealed, there was a lot of sensationalism that happened. Okay? Oh, they did this, they did this, they did this. As if the atrocities weren't enough, they had to add, you know, they took the bodies and they cut them up into pieces and they, you know, etc. Well, but on the flip side, from a medical standpoint, they did do a lot of horrific medical experiments. And it has definitely been postulated that looking at bodily parts as fuel, as other objects, or as other substances, was something that German and Nazi scientists investigated. So whether they actually packaged up soap, all right, and sold it in the grocery stores, that was never the debate. All right. It was what was done. What did they do with the corpses? What did they do with people when they were alive? So when you hear that these rumors of, you know, there was a shortage of soap, so they had to take the soap and use it from, from the bodies, and that, you know, Jews were being boiled into soap. All right. You know, there's been a lot of, dispelling of those facts or myths. However, it came from them taking the human body and having human subjects that were not consenting to be able to experiment on a variety of things. And so, what I'm trying to say here is, among the multiple things that were done, all right, if people still try to say, oh, that didn't happen, to me it's a moot point. There were so many bad things that happened and experimentations with the body part that absolutely I could believe that they did take certain parts and evaluated the fat content and looked at what they could make out of that. But by any means, the original theory that you know, humans were used to make and supply and distribute and turned into the corpses, you know, sent to a soap distribution plant, should not allow Holocaust deniers any more fuel. With a very, very bad choice of words with that one. All right, so what type of Nazi medical experiments were done? Well, there were tons of them. And anything they could do, remember, now they had victims, they had bodies, they had bones. They had live humans that they could do experiments with. My family, your family. So one such was this freezing sort of hypothermia experiment. Okay, now remember, okay, Nazi wanted to rule as much of the world as they could. And when you look at Siberia and when you look at the utmost northern countries and freezing conditions, okay, German forces were very ill prepared for that. So they did experiments, and they said under the supervision of Dr. Sigmund Reichert Birkenau, Dachau, and where Dr. Well, hold on a second. There was Dr. Rauscher, there was a Dr. Himmler, and then this Rascherat, he I'm not too familiar with, and I apologize. I'm learning. But I'm researching this, and I'm going to study this, you know, thoroughly, because I'm being asked, you know, what exactly was true and what wasn't. And as far as I'm concerned, there is so much that we'll never know, that will never be disclosed. As the survivors of Auschwitz and as survivors of World War II and as the trials are going on with these people aging, unfortunately, I don't think we're going to get the details that we really do want. But one were some freezing experiments, okay? They want to know how long it would take the lower body temperature to take until it dies, you know, in terms of it being out in the freezing weather. So how long did you have? And then how to resuscitate frozen victims. So they would put victims into the ice, or they would leave victims outside naked in sub-zero temperatures. And they would usually use these icy vat methods to drop the temperature rapidly. And these were done on healthy Jews or healthy Russians, stripped naked, prepared for the experiment. And then they would put a probe into the body to measure the temperature, usually in the rectum. And then it would be held in place by an expandable ring, because as the victim was placed in the cold and started to freeze, etc., lost consciousness, they could lose muscle control, they could pass the thermometer, so it had to be held in place, all right? And then, they then had to test how you would revive them, and so they would do experiments on that. Very cruel, very painful to resuscitate a hypothermic limb. I mean, these things were, not, you know, and the necrosis that followed and the frostbite, etc. Sun lamps would be used also. They said one homosexual victim was repeatedly cooled to unconscious, then revived the lamps until he was pouring sweat and unfortunately died during this. Internal irrigation they would use to try to rewarm the frozen victim. And the internal irrigation, they would put very, very hot temperatures that would be irrigated up into the stomach, bladder, intestines. Of course, burn the victim. They would die from within. They tried to throw people into hot baths, etc. The genetic experiments are the ones that made a lot of media attention, because we knew that the Aryan race was a huge goal of the Nazis. And races that were not Aryan, blonde, dark-skinned, homosexual, etc., did not make the race requirement, and they wanted to exterminate these races, Christians, Jews, etc. And so the genetic testing, like the experiments on twins, were very well known. And these things would be, you have a twin, now you can, see, well, if we do something to one twin, what will happen with the other twin? How will that twin still have the same phenotype, same expression of genes, if we take one of the twins and try to change their destiny of how their organs develop, et cetera? All right? So, like, they would inject chloroform into the heart. They would, if one died, they would kill the other so that they could look at both twins at the same time. Prisoner doctors tell of a fate of these two Hungarian twins who came to Auschwitz late in 1943. And I guess there were three sets of twins on this train. They were taken to the experimental block. Dr. Mengele ordered the two Hungarian twins to be placed in the examination room. They were about 18 years old, very athletic and handsome, had a lot of body hair. And then they were showered, brought back naked. They were, x-rayed, and then they were they put tubes and gas in them, and then they started to collect fluid and pieces of them. And then they were really wanting to study hair patterns. And so, of course, they had to do a lot of things naked, of course, and, show where certain hair issues were. They took a lot of pictures of these. And then they were made to, sit in hot water, and they did certain experiments on their hair, on hair growth. I mean, this is stuff that they wanted to study. It was humiliating. It was painful. And then they were taking samples of their prostates and testicles, etc. And this is just one example of what they would do with live people. And again, with the tissue samples, were they looking at genetics? Were they looking at how to manipulate genes? Were they looking at what you could use in terms of, as people die, how do you recycle materials from the corpses? So a lot was done, and I can't even give it just the subject enough attention in this short span. But these Nazi medical experiments, well, even pharmaceuticals, remember the new sulfa drugs were out and being used on the battlefield. They were testing bone grafting and things like that. They were trying to see how to avoid typhus, tuberculosis, malaria transmission by testing on real human subjects. Luckily now this is not allowed, and it's hard to even talk about without me, knowing what my family went through. Nothing fake at all, okay? Get that out of your head. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, we'll be right back.
speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. And use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order. And give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, I'm cooled down. Those bastards and Nazis really, really ticked me off. Let's move on and talk about something a little less controversial. Telemedicine, which is controversial, okay? Whew, I got to tell you, man, it's hard. You know, man, I lost a lot of family. I mean, if it wasn't for my family who escaped, I wouldn't be here. You know, so those Nazi bastards, if I could go back and be the one to kill Hitler, man, I wish I could have. All right, telemedicine. All right, it's on the rise, and it's here to stay. We are going to be doctors talking to you electronically. You're getting your food, you're getting your groceries, you're getting your clothes, you're getting your education now online. You don't ever have to see a living person again if you don't want to. Everything is done online. All right, so, well, what about going to the doctor? Well, that's being done online now. So this new trend in the medical industry is allowing you to talk to your doctor, and Skype is a major conduit for that. All right, so there's FaceTime, Skype, etc. And this telemedicine is you know, causing a lot of people to, you know, be a little bit concerned if this is unfortunately going to be the major modality out there. Now, for many of you, you're like, good. I'm sick of going to the doctor. I'm sick of waiting 4 hours. I'm sick of being exposed to other people's illnesses. I think this is awesome. You know, it takes me 2 hours drive to get out of my little city to go to the big city. And then I have to pay for parking. And I mean, it, you know, it is. It's a pain in the butt to go to the doctor. So, you know, for certain ailments and issues, you know, it could be very helpful. You know, we have a way to test your blood pressure, not your own cuff, but there's a way to test your blood pressure. There's a way to watch your blood sugars. You give us the data. We evaluate the data. And we say, okay, we're going to change your insulin this way. We're going to change your medication this way. We're going to do this. All right. But you see, I do things a little differently. And as I'm going to start venturing into allowing my patients to talk to me through Skype, because you have to. It's what everybody wants. And if it's a choice of them not coming in and rotting away at home, or them coming in to, or them, you know, Skyping me, I'd rather have some interaction with the patient. So absolutely, if you can't beat them, join them. I mean, I as much as I don't think it's as good as one-on-one and touching the patient, nobody is claiming that telemedicine is the best route to go. But it helps solve a problem that we're having in terms of access, in terms of cost, okay? But to me, the best exam for a blood pressure or diabetes exam is sitting there with the patient. And then you sit there, you look at their feet. You know, am I really going to be examining your pulses? Am I going to be able to examine your pulse? Am I going to be able to examine your heartbeat? Yeah, there are certain devices that we could possibly do or possibly use. But, I mean, am I going to be able to really give as thorough an exam? And whenever I, quote unquote, save someone's life, okay, and I don't like to brag about that because that's my job. My job is supposed to not take something for face value and to look at, that's what I'm trained for, and to figure it out. And when I look at you and you just look a different shade of color, right, or you just look a little thinner, or just something doesn't look off, right? Or I look at your neck. There was a lady that comes in to talk about anxiety. She was having some anxiety, and she wanted a medication for anxiety. Now, this is exactly the example. This is exactly the example of a patient that is a poster child for telemedicine. You know, I have anxiety. Okay, you know, the doctor could look at my blood work. If the doctor checked my heart or somebody checked my heart, usually the doctor's just going to sit there and talk, or the psychiatrist or the psychologist, let me talk over Skype. Well, while she's talking to me and while I'm watching her facial movements and while she's turning her neck, she leans back for a quick second, just a quick second. And I noticed that the thyroid was just, this was her first visit, was just a little bit off. All right, so I go and feel it, and I'm like, I don't know. I think this one side feels just a little different than another. I know you came here for anxiety, but let's, you know, do some blood work. Let's, you know, do an ultrasound. Well, she ends up having thyroid cancer. And when I get the blood work back, there's a little something off with the blood work. I go, you want to know something? Despite your having thyroid cancer, I think I also want you to see a blood specialist in addition to already the thyroid doctor you're seeing for the cancer. Let me have you see a blood specialist because something's a little bit off. She also had a myeloproliferative disorder, a form of blood cancer as well. So here's a woman that came to me to talk about anxiety. And I'm not saying this for you guys to go, yay, Dr. Dahlia, you're so awesome. No, 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 that's my job. This is what all our jobs, you know, I wouldn't expect anything less from my colleagues. This is exactly what we're supposed to do. So a woman comes in to talk about anxiety. She was sitting across the room, so I, you know, wasn't like looking at a computer or writing down in a chart. I could just face-to-face talk to her, and there's something I was able to see, and I felt like I would jump on that. I am scared to death that I am going to miss on telemedicine. Now, what I would suggest many offices do is still, I guess, I don't want to use the word force, but if you are going to utilize a telemedicine, Mr. Teleman, Telemi Bananas, okay, Teleman, if you are going to utilize it, your patients must mandatorily have a one-on-one visit where somebody's examining the thyroid, examining, you know, everything. But here's my second problem with that. I've had people where they are healthy. Their physical was stellar. Then a couple months later, they look gray. I'm like, what the hell is this? You're a little gray to me. I want to check your stool for blood. Did you ever do that test when I did your physical? No, I didn't do that. I didn't do that. Well, you know what? Do it now. Something's not right. You know, you feel their tummy. Ow! Well, it didn't hurt 2 months ago. Yeah, well, it's hurting me a little bit now. You see what I mean? I mean, how am I going to feel your tummy? How am I going to look at your skin? You know, there's filters and stuff you could do. I want to get that filter like Charlie's Angels where you could be like, you know, back in the 80s where you could have the whole gloss, Morgan Fairchild always looked fuzzy, right, on the filter. Because that's what I would do. Because I'd want to look, you know, gorgeous because I'm on video. But then on the flip side, am I, as a patient, going to want to go on there and Skype my gynecologist? You know, beep, 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 beep. You know, oh, hi, Dahlia, back again. It's been an hour. Oh, hi, sorry. I didn't want to bother my gynecologist again, but I got some questions. Look, I'm your gynecologist. What you got for me now? Well, I don't know. You know, I took off, yeah, I don't know. I was like going to the bathroom, and then I saw this on the toilet paper. What did you see? Well, I mean, you want me to put the toilet paper up into the camera? I guess, this is a telemedicine visit. You see, I don't know. I mean, is it, you know, well, you know, are you having unprotected sex? Well, with my husband. Well, does your husband have anything? Well, I don't know. Let me bring my husband over here. Let's examine him for STDs. Honey.
What?
Come over here.
Why?
Well, you know, we think I may have an STD, and here the doctor, you know, on Skype wants to take a look at you. What does she want to see? Well, she wants to know if you have any genital lesions. So can you come over here and let her take a look?
On Skype?
Well, yeah. We're doing telemedicine now.
Okay, I mean, I don't think the camera's, you know, got a zoom angle.
You know, yeah, I mean, you see what I mean, guys? I mean, is this how we're doing it now? I don't know. And then, what's on Skype? Is it saved? Is somebody making a recording of that? I mean, I have a lot of breast issues. The last thing I need, if I'm going to run for office, is some Skype video of me talking to my gynecologist and my boobie being all over the place. Notice I said my boobie. You guys have no idea how many I have, do you? Yeah, I'll let you think about that one. So, I don't know. All right, so telemedicine. We'll let you know as things, you know, unfold. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years, and ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to idstronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit idstronghold.com today.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 6-2-2-3-7, extension 129.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, Saturday morning I got an email from somebody who on Friday got passed up for by a promotion. I don't want to read the whole email, but it was a gentleman who I'm assuming is Caucasian, and he said that his black female colleague who had worked there less got the promotion. And he asked, how does a white man compete now in the job market? And what could he do to, I'm not exactly sure how he worded it, and I apologize, I can't pull it up. But, my guess is he was trying to ask, what does he do if he's not going to be able to compete, with women or women of color, I really need to pull up the email because I don't want to misword it, how he's worded. But I think I get the gist of what he's talking about. Okay, he feels that he got passed up because he was a white male. And of course, I wish I could talk to you guys 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI, because I want to know more. I want to know, you know, what was this job? Okay, you know what? How have you fared? You know, I mean, you know, sometimes I could tell just by talking to somebody if, you know, they seem like they, you know, probably got passed up for personality issues. Okay, you know, it's very, very easy to work next to somebody who has a better personality or just seems to be better for the job and a shoo-in. I mean, look at me with radio. There's going to be some doctor that's going to come on air and going to be way better than me, and I'm going to be like, what? You took him because he's male. No, they probably took him because he's better than me. But let's give this listener the benefit of the doubt. What if you are working for a company that is being criticized for not diversifying? And here you are, somebody that's a 10, 15-year veteran in that business, and you are noticing that you are not getting the job or the raise or the promotion because they are choosing more diversified, or they are diversifying their management. Okay, that, you know, well, you know, I don't know what to say about that. Again, I know we talk about jobs, and I know we talk about employer relations and stuff, because that it's all interrelated. You guys don't have a job, you're not healthy. There's a lot of psychology behind hiring, so of course we talk about that. But, you know, there was a study that came out, I believe last year, that said men are still being hired more than women. Okay? Apparently there was a study looking at the top three U.S. business schools. It was published on March 25th in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. And they reinforced similar conclusions that there still is gender bias and men are still being hired over women. So I don't want you to, if you do decide to quit your job, thinking you're not going to get a job because you're not a woman or because you're not mixed race. Okay? You still see that, potential. Now, yes, there are jobs where women seem to be doing very, very well. You know, and, there are going to be jobs. See, this is how I look at, you know, this equal work for equal pay. Yes, I agree with. But I also see that there are going to be some jobs where, like, for example, you know, modeling bikinis. Okay? If a woman models a bikini, or a man models a bikini, the woman is going to make more money, okay, because she obviously does it better. I mean, there's going to be jobs where you may see a discrepancy based on what it is. Like, for example, makeup. You know, I mean, if there's a makeup company, the makeup company is probably going to be paying their models, their female models, more than some of the male sales executives in there. All right, because you really don't have a lot of males competing and being able to take those dollars because they're not the ones used as the model. So you're going to see some unbalancing gender jobs, unbalanced gender jobs, okay, for example, okay? They say sometimes women will make more as a bartender. Sometimes men will make more as a bartender. I mean, these things are, you know, are they female dominated? Are they male dominated? So you have to look at where your strength is. And if a company is smart and they like you as a woman or like you as a man or like you as a Caucasian or as an African American or whatever, all right, you're doing the best job possible, should give you as much security. But if you notice that, you know, something happens and, you know, there's some lawsuit and a woman, claimed that four of the five managers are men, you know, and there's going to be a next managerial position and you feel like you're not going to get that job because of that, you know, you need to sit down with the company and find out, you know, what I would do is I really love to communicate. Okay, and I understand that public relations in the media is starting to make many of the decisions that are being made by these companies. You thought profit and loss was the only factor. And I would say, look, you know, I understand that, you know, you guys are going through this. You know, I understand that, my physique, you know, my being a white male may not be exactly what you're looking for, but what can I do to advance in this company? You got to be very careful because they don't want somebody crying, look, you know, reverse discrimination. But, you know, if you have the ability to sit down with management and go, look, long term, I want to know I could progress because I understand we're going to have diversity and I don't want to be passed up by somebody new, you know, who's a woman that may not have been experienced as me. I want them to pass up as well. I want them to be able to advance. But what do I do as a guy because I feel like I just got passed up for this promotion? What is it? What do I need to do to be promoted? And let me satisfy all those requirements. And if you can't get a good answer from that job and they're like, you know, I don't really have certain criteria, you know, for you to pass, it's just a personal decision, then you have to decide if that's a company you can advance in or not. But it's a much different world. Putting in your work, putting in your dues, putting in your time, okay, may not get you the same result that you think you deserve. All right? You know, people are hired for a variety of different reasons. You know, I mean, for me, to get into medical school, I know I wasn't chosen to get into medical school because I'm a woman. All right? I know that. Because there were plenty of women already in my class. They chose me because they liked me. And I was very, very lucky for that. I think our class was half women, half men. And I thank God for all my forefathers and foremothers allowing me to be in a medical school class by the 1990s that allowed men and women. I didn't have to fight to be there. However, once I was there, yeah, I had to prove myself. Well, absolutely. You saw a lot of gender biases. You saw a lot of stereotypes that people had and, you know, or were biases that they had. And, you know, I had to prove myself, you know, that I wasn't there because I flirted with the interviewer. I was there because I knew my stuff and I could hustle and I could work and I could work hard. I didn't sleep any more than my male counterparts, etc. So a lot of us women already feel like we have to do that. We have to prove ourselves that we have to do the same work. We do. And, you know, male nurses, for example, they're godsends. You know, they'll do the heavy lifting because a lot of the younger female nurses sometimes can't. And they do that. And they don't make a big deal about it. They don't, you know, so there are going to be some inconsistencies. There's going to be some discrepancies in terms of your job. You know, will you talk to this patient? Don't have Joe talk to the patient. Get Dolly to talk to the patient because she knows how to, you know, finesse them. Absolutely. I'll make them feel more comfortable. I have more bedside manner. I'll do that. You're going to have people that have certain, you know, who's better at this job than this person? You're better at numbers. You're better at PR. You're better here or there. But if you do start to feel like you are a part of a company that's passing you up based on your color or your race or your creed, whether you're female, male, African American, Caucasian, whatever, that's not a company you should be a part of anyway. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771. If you
owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley. With U.S. Tax Shield, we can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.